Now, for those who don't know me, my name's Luke McClure. Something you need to know about me is that I'm extremely forgetful. On Saturday morning, my mum gave me stern instructions. She said, "Now, Luke, take this Rocky Road slice and give it to Auntie Sandra on Saturday night." And I said, "Okay, Mum." Now, Saturday night came and the slice was under my bed. Sunday night came, the slice was still under my bed. It wasn't until Monday night that I realised, oh no, the cake. And then I gave it to Auntie Sandra, and sorry, I'll have to apologise to anyone if they felt slightly sick after eating the Rocky Road. I take no responsibility for this. Now, why am I waffling on about a slice? Well, the point is, I'm a forgetful person, and I think that you all are as well. Let's be honest, it's Wednesday night, you're all tired, you're all sore from playing sport all day, and you'll be lucky to remember anything that I say tonight. So hopefully tonight, I'm going to make it short and sweet, and hopefully give you something simple to go to sleep thinking about and something that you can ponder about. Now, I'd like to begin our meditation by asking you all a question. Now, who here has ever been guilty of doing something in the truth with the motivation of glorifying themselves? Put your hand up. Come on, guys. Come on. Come on, everyone. See? Everyone here did it because it's a fact that everyone here struggles with it. Doing something which glorifies ourselves involves pride, and I know from personal experience that pride is an extremely hard thing to combat. I'll admit that I'm a very proud person, and it's something I struggle with greatly. It's this issue of the glory of man which I would like to talk to about tonight. You should all listen tonight because I think it's a very important issue, and it can literally make the difference in whether or not we get into the kingdom. Now, where do I get this from in the readings? Well, this morning we dealt with the Pharisees, and we read about how they gave their money and they prayed and they fasted in a way that they put themselves up above everyone else and did it to get the attention of other people. But Matthew 6 warns us against this, and we are told rather to be motivated to the glory of God and involves doing things in secret. Now, one particular example which I'm going to show to you was how they did and how they put their money into the collection bins at the synagogue. And this, young people, you would know, is the totally wrong attitude, the way they should have done it. Now, what they do, they go into the synagogue in Pharisees, so they get their money out in their bag, they wait until it's the busiest time in the synagogue, so peak hour traffic, and they get a whole handful of coins, they wait until everyone was around, and they just chuck and make a huge noise, so everyone around in the synagogue would look around, and they'd see that this person just chucked in. So this person just standing there, like, just imagine what they're thinking. How good am I? Look at this. I've just chucked all that money in there. And they'd both get a whole lot of more money out and chuck again. So everyone's like, "Oh, look at that guy. Look, he's giving all that money." And he just keep going. And everyone in there would be thinking, "Oh, what's this guy doing? Look how generous he is." Now, you may struggle to relate to this because this is a fairly old idea. Like, we don't go into the ecclesia on Sunday morning and chuck it into a bin like that, do we? So let's just fast forward it 2,000 years and modernise the example a bit. Just imagine you're sitting there on Sunday, the study week meeting, and the collection bag starts to come round. So what do you do as you normally do? The collection. Forgot about that. So you grab your wallet out of your pants. Then the first thing you do is you check in the coin compartment. Just check if there's not nice $2 coin. That'd be good to go in the collection. Not too much. But you realise that there's no coins in there. So, what am I going to do? Dang it. But you check in the note compartment. Hopefully there's a $5 in there. But there's not. There's only a $50 note. You're like, oh, no, not a 50. Just imagine all the things you could do with $50. You could buy 50 packs of chewing gum or 250 of those sour strips of Jono, 150 of those sour strips of Jono. So yeah, you justify yourself and you start to put your wallet back in your pocket. But then at the corner of your eye, you see that girl you've been looking at all study week. As Fozzie would say, the hot chicky babe. And you're like, oh, you quickly think your mind works. And you're like, oh, if I do this, if I put that $50 in, maybe she's going to think, oh, how good am I? How good is that guy? He's so generous and he's rich as well. So you pop your wallet back out and You look around and get your $50 out. You're like, yep. But she's looking away, so what are you going to do? You can't waste $50. You can't just put it in there. So you do the old cough move. So, but she still doesn't look. What are you going to do? Oh, the collection bag's coming close. You're starting to panic. And then, this desperate measure is, you go for the... Oops, I dropped it. Oh, no. And then you finally put it in the bag, and it's all over. Now we may laugh at this, but it's sometimes true. I did exactly the same thing on Sunday morning. I thought, when it came... Minus the hot chicky part. But when it came around, I thought I'm doing a meditation on this week. I better put a 20 in rather than... Like, I looked in the coin compartment first. And we just do it. It's like, it's a natural thing. But what are these two scenarios that I've just looked at showing? Well, in both examples, there's a clear focus on the self, isn't there? We're using these as a way to elevate ourselves above everyone else. But do you know what, young people? Because we're doing this like we did, we're elevating ourselves and putting the glory into ourselves, it tells us we're not going to be rewarded by it. It says, verily, verily, I say, verily, verily, they have their reward. So do you know what? We're not going to get one kingdom point for that. You'd think, $50, that's worth about 50 kingdom points. But no, you're not going to get anything at all for that. Because you're not doing anything to the glory of God. And that's what God wants us to do. It's something I think we must watch out for today. Because if we do things with the wrong motivation, then we choose to receive the easier reward, the glory of other people, rather than the glory of God, which is going to be a more future reward for us. Ever since the Garden of Eden, where Eve wanted that fruit so that she could be wise, we have struggled since then with this problem. And God tells us that we need to get rid of this pride if we want to glory in Him, and so that one day we will get that reward that He has for us. I said before that how much we struggle a bit with this sort of issue. But even though we know that there's a reward for us that God has, that's eternal life. But even then, it's a lot easier just to get that quick reward, like I can do something and get a reward, like all you people can say, oh wow, how good is he? But we have to wait a bit more, because one day God will have a reward for us. Now I think we should look at a few examples of how we can do this and how this sort of applies to our everyday life. Now praying is an example which I think is fairly good, because we've just talked about it in our last session. But what we read about in the first chapter this morning at Matthew 6, we read how that the Pharisees, they went out into the marketplaces, and they went out with a loud voice and they just proclaimed their prayers. Which, what were they doing it for? They were doing it just to so that other people would hear them and think, how good is that guy? He's praying so loud and so confidently. But really, they were doing it for their own good, and they were just doing it so that everyone else would glory in them. We have to make sure that we pray with the right motives. It's definitely an important... If we look at it, sometimes we may be struggling spiritually, and we may not... I know when I struggle spiritually, I forget to pray, and I don't pray when I go to bed. I even forget to sometimes pray when I eat. If I was asked to do a prayer up here, imagine if I was getting up here and doing a prayer and praying for everyone here, saying all those fancy things you say, all the fancy statements. The thing is, I haven't been doing it, so I'm being a hypocrite. And in this way, we're totally going against what we should be doing, because we're trying to impress other people rather than ourselves. Sorry. Another example is how, imagine if I got up here tonight and said, I want to get up here and do this meditation because I want to make myself look good. I could get up here and say, I want to be the most popular person in study week, and if I do an awesome talk, then maybe that could happen. Or it could be another motive. I could want a girlfriend. I could say, oh, if I do a really good talk, some girl's going to say, hey, that's a nice young lad. And that might attract some girls. But the thing is, I'm I'm doing it for another motive. It's not the right motive. And said, and I already have my reward. I've got my reward. I speak out, and that's it. What you people think of me is my reward. The final example I have is, after a meditation, normally you have people come up to you, and they come up to you and say, thank you for that talk you've just given. Now this really opens ourselves up to make and makes us vulnerable to be proud. Like, how easy, if Jono did his meditation last night, and someone came up, if I went up to him and said, that was a really great meditation last night, Jono, he could easily just say, yeah, I know, that was pretty awesome, wasn't it? And he could say, oh, I love that point I did about this and this and this, yeah. And what he just did, he did all that hard work that he put into that meditation, he's just ruined it, because he's taken that quick reward. He's taken the reward and glory, got the glory for himself rather than waiting for the reward of eternal life. It's a simple thing, but when we do glory in ourselves, it'll be useless in the long run in our walk to the kingdom. Now, sometimes it happens by accident. Like, if you come up here and do an awesome reading, you might think, wow, that was a pretty good reading I just did. But it just happens accidentally, and you can't take that back. And pretty much it's useless now. Like, you were serving other people, but now it's turned into you serving yourself. Now, all these examples which we have looked at have one main thing in common, and that's that we put ourselves up and on a pedestal and glorify ourselves. Now, what's wrong with this? Well, if we're glorifying ourselves, then who aren't we glorifying? Does anyone want to answer that? God. Yes. And what does it say in Numbers 14? I think that's a quote. Yep, exactly. So did you hear that? The glory of the Lord, not our own glory. The earth's got to be filled with his glory, not ours. God would rather see us doing something for him than for us doing something for ourselves. Now, the prime example of that is Jesus. Jesus, if any one person could glorify in themselves, it would have been Jesus, because he lived a sinless life and he was perfect. But did he ever boast about himself? No, it tells us that he took the form of a servant, and Jesus chose to humble himself and give the glory to God rather than to just think about himself. Like, did Jesus ever go around saying, hey Peter, or hey James and John, did you see that miracle I did the other day? That was pretty good, wasn't it? He could have. It would have been such a temptation for him to just talk, like any of us like to talk about our sort of how good we are. It's just a natural thing that we do. But he didn't, and we should take away that example of Jesus and be humble. So what do we have to do? Well, in chapter 6, it reads, talking about our actions, it says, but unto the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. So there we have it, young people. If we humble ourselves, and one day reward us openly. And you know what God means when he says that he's going to reward us openly? He's going to give us eternal life, young people. He's going to give it to us as a gift if we do the things in secret, and if we do those things in glory to God. Jesus tells us that he who humbles himself will be justified. So what can we take away from this meditation tonight? Well, I think the first thing we must be aware of, what our problem is. We must be aware that we are all proud and that we continually do things to glorify ourselves. The next step is that we have to fix it. If we are doing things only to glorify ourselves, then we have dead works, and God will not accept that. But rather, we should produce works that are motivated with the aim of pleasing God. So young people, we are given a choice tonight. We are on that pathway to the kingdom, and we come to a fork on the road. Here we have an opportunity to choose eternity, choose our eternity, and we have an opportunity to choose our reward. There are two rewards. There is that instant glory of man, which leads straight to death, or we can choose to be rewarded with the gift of eternal life. Young people, I know which one I want, and I hope that you come down the same path.